WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol, your daily dose of real talk about leveling up your life, one small step at a time. I'm your host, Leo Weston, here to break down the stuff that matters, the things that keep us awake at night, and the secrets to unlocking our full potential. Today, we're diving into something near and dear to my heart, building confidence through the power of positive affirmations and self-compassion. Ever feel like you're stuck in a rut? You know that feeling when self-doubt creeps in, whispering those little "you can'ts" in your ear? Trust me, we've all been there. But guess what? We have the power to silence those voices and rewrite our own narratives. Think about it. Our thoughts shape our reality. If you constantly bombard yourself with negativity, well, that's exactly what you'll attract. But flip the script, sprinkle in some positive affirmations, and watch the magic happen. It's like giving your inner cheerleader a megaphone. It's not about becoming delusional, it's about rewiring your brain to focus on your strengths, acknowledge your wins, big and small, and believe in your ability to overcome challenges. Now, I'm not talking about empty platitudes here. I am amazing, while ignoring the fact that you just spilled coffee all over yourself. It's about being genuine with yourself, celebrating your progress, and treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend. Imagine your best friend struggling with something. Wouldn't you encourage them? Offer words of support? That's self-compassion in action. Here are five key takeaways to keep in mind as we navigate this journey together. 1. Start small, think big. You don't have to become an overnight motivational guru. Begin with one or two affirmations that resonate with you. Something like, "I am capable," "I am worthy," or even, "I am learning and growing." Repeat them daily, morning and night, and watch those seeds of confidence sprout. 2. Make it personal. Generic affirmations can feel distant and impersonal. Craft your own, tailored to your unique needs and aspirations. Think about what truly matters to you, your skills, your goals, your values, and build affirmations around them. "I am confident in my ability to," or "I am committed to living a life that aligns with my values." 3. Be patient and persistent. Remember, rewiring your brain takes time. Don't get discouraged if you catch yourself slipping back into negative thought patterns. Just gently guide yourself back to those positive affirmations. Like any muscle, the more you use it, the stronger it becomes. 4. Embrace imperfection. Self-compassion isn't about being perfect. It's about accepting your flaws and learning from your mistakes. Treat yourself with kindness, even when things don't go as planned. Remember, every stumble is an opportunity to learn and grow. 5. Celebrate your wins, big or small. Acknowledge your accomplishments. Take a moment to appreciate how far you've come and the progress you've made. This positive reinforcement will fuel your motivation and keep you moving forward. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who struggles with self-doubt. She constantly compares her work to others, feeling inadequate and hesitant to share her creations. But then, she starts incorporating affirmations into her daily routine. "I am a gifted artist. My creativity is unique and valuable," she whispers to herself every morning. Slowly but surely, those words begin to take root. She starts viewing her imperfections as opportunities for growth and embraces the joy of creating without judgment. Eventually, Sarah finds the courage to share her work, receiving praise and encouragement from others. See? This isn't magic, folks. It's the power of positive self-talk and unwavering belief in yourself. It's about taking control of your narrative and scripting a future filled with confidence and joy. Remember those 5 key takeaways we discussed? Start small, make it personal, be patient, embrace imperfection, and celebrate your wins. So, what are you waiting for? Grab a pen and paper, jot down some affirmations that speak to your soul, and start weaving a tapestry of self-belief. Share this episode with a friend who needs a little boost of confidence. Let's spread the love. I can't wait to hear about your journey in the comments section below. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.